Yesterday, the Michigan Supreme Court basically told Attorney General Dana Nessel, were you not listening the first time when we told you that your one-man grand jury was not going to fly with us and that you improperly used that system, and therefore the charges against the former officials into the Flint water crisis and their responsibility, they were kicked. Dana Nessel appealed. Well, it was kicked again yesterday. So it begs the question, does that mean the criminal cases against these individuals and criminal accountability for what happened in Flint, does it mean that that has reached an end? We turn to someone who played an important role in the original investigation into that, as he was a member of Bill Schuette's team in Lansing, and that's Todd Flood, attorney and managing partner at Flood Law. Todd, good morning.
Good morning, Guy. Thanks for having me.
I know, and I want you to tell us about it. You developed pretty strong relationships with the affected families in Flint. But as you look at what the Supreme Court said yesterday, is this the end?
I believe so. I believe you can put a bow on it and send it away. The one thing they may be able to do if the statute of limitations didn't come into play on some of the counts, they could start all over. But the big problem with that is they have tainted material, and they don't have the resources to go back and redo this whole thing with a new taint team, because they got when our investigation ended, they took privileged material and merged it in with our material. Then that basically put a huge mess into their investigation as well. So they have a problem. They'd have to start all over with a new team, and that's not going to happen. What they want is they just want the message to get out there of what the defendants did wrong, and they don't know. They're stuck, I think, probably on how to figure out how to get that to the public eye. Simple answer to that is just have them go review my case that was put in public.
Todd, who pays for this, outbreak of Legionnaire's disease and deaths that were caused by this, bad water? I mean, how do people get justice as far as who was responsible for doing that?
There isn't going to be justice. There might be some modicum of mercy by a civil case, but even that's not justice. They got a hung jury right now in federal court that's being teed up to try that civil case on Legionella and the bell curve on that case. But Lloyd, there isn't any justice here. 146 people died of some contact with Legionella and having comorbidities in the Legionella overcoming the 146 people. It's a very sad story, and it's ugly. One that, I've shared on with you guys before, but when you go up to Flint and you still see that they're having problems still to this day with water, and people are still suffering in certain pockets within Flint up there, there is no justice, Lloyd.
Todd, is the Supreme Court saying that this is a procedural problem and maybe the case does have merit, but because of this one-man grand jury, that was the problem and that's why we're here today?
Exactly, Jamie. Yeah, exactly. So the one-man grand jury can be used only to do an investigation. A one-man grand jury cannot be used to charge, to indict. You have to have a citizen's grand jury. So the statute's clear. One-man grand jury is used only for investigation purposes. And that was primarily put in place when you had RICO cases or gang cases or, serious cases of you had to keep witnesses in private and in secret. When I had this case, we did, a public preliminary exam where two things had to be shown: probable cause that a crime was committed and probable cause that this person committed the crime. We showed, and it got bound over for trial, that Nick Lyons and Eden Wells, first time in the country, two officials of that stature, were charged and bound over for trial on involuntary manslaughter and misconduct in office. The written opinions by the judges were, if anyone ever read Judge Crawford's opinion or listened to Judge Goggins' opinion, they could see that the defendants, there was enough there to show that they committed these crimes. To your point, Jamie, the Supreme Court said you can't use that one-man grand jury to charge a case. There's a separation of powers.
Todd, I realize it's Monday morning quarterbacking, but sometimes that can be useful. What was the fatal flaw of Dana Nessel's approach on this? I mean, you guys had these folks bound over for trial, and she pressed pause and rebooted the whole investigation. Have you ever understood the justification for that? Was it political? Was it procedural, as she has alleged, that there were mistakes made? In the end, was that the fatal flaw, that if it was just the restart?
Yeah, that's, I mean, if you asked anybody on the current team, and there's several people on the current team within the Attorney General's office, if you asked any one of them with a straight face, they would say that Flood's team, they had the same case, if not more information, done the same way. So to answer your question, the fatal flaw is probably politics more than anything else. I have great respect for Fadwa Hamoud. She's a friend. She's smart. I have great respect for Kim Worthy. She's a brilliant prosecutor. But, you know, they, neither one of them, I think, were the decision makers in this whole thing. So I think to answer your question, it is primarily politics that came into play. How many times have you seen anything like this where you're teed up, ready to go to a trial, and they sweep that out from underneath you?
Yeah,
that's a tough one.
Todd, if it was in any other place other than Flint or somewhere like Benton Harbor, you think that would have happened?
Never in a million years. As far as the Flint water crisis goes, no. Race comes into play here every day of the week, twice on Sunday. It's sad to me. Benton Harbor, Flint, the obvious is right there in front of us. Would this happen in Birmingham, Michigan, Royal Oak, West Bloomfield, Grosse Pointe Shores? No, that's not going to happen. But in Flint, this was about money. If anyone wants the real story, just follow the money. This is about cash and trying to put a pipe in and taking away a connecting pipe to a safeguard. That safeguard was the Detroit water system. They took away a connecting pipe so they couldn't turn back the switch on, even if they wanted to, because they didn't have the connector. They sold it for $5 million to the KWA. So, you know, there were so many different violations. It was amazing to me. But when the emergency came out, they ended up finding $5 million and connected the pipe back. But still, the pipes are destroyed because they stripped them.
Right. Todd, we'll see if this is the end of the road and if there is another avenue that will bring justice to the people of Flint who are so deeply affected by this. And I know you've got pretty strong bonds up there with these folks, and you've heard their stories and their laments and the consequences of these misguided actions. And I know it grieves you a lot.
It does.
So thanks for being on point when you were. I'm sorry that the rug was pulled out from underneath you, and we'll never know where this would have led otherwise. Take care, my friend.
Thank you so much, Guy. Floyd, Jamie.
Todd Flood, who was the point man on the original prosecution, which in retrospect should have been allowed to go through. When we come back, we'll be talking with Fox News Radio correspondent Ryan Schmelz. Merrick Garland getting a grilling yesterday. That's next, JR Morning.